I was thinking about the ways that these situations apply to things like the earth itself.
Right.
And it seems like a good formula for engaging in things that will contribute to environmental and collective well-being, but without expecting that things won't change in some way or that will have a certain result.
Right.
What do you make of this second to last paragraph in the verse, where everyone making one's good in whatever way of chanting?
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, that's the Buddha's encouraging that cultivation of what is wholesome, relinquishing what's unwholesome, and in whatever way can one can accomplish that, that's what you have to do. But then it may not actually bear the fruit that you want under the timeline that you set for it. You know, so you have to be ready to accept that. You also have to have a sense of what are the what's a reasonable expectation, so that I remember one time being, because when I was living in Thailand, I was involved in something, you know, quite dear to my heart, protecting forests and looking after areas of that were, you know, I thought worthy of protection, and then, you know, helping other people and set up a non-profit which is still actually going. And but I remember one time somebody, you know, very enthusiastic and sort of, well, do you think you can, will it be possible to protect the forests in Thailand? I said, no. You know, sort of, no. There's just too many forces for destruction. But you can, you know, especially when you can protect certain areas that are possible. You can set a good example, and that might be a seed for people. You want to be able to protect those areas that people can see, wow, it's possible. And then it might generate more interest and more empower more people.